Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCW Sitka. And here for the morning interview, we have Margo O'Connell in the virtual studio with us. Good morning, Margo.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So, Margo, you are the adult services librarian at the Sitka Public Library. And we've got quite a bit to talk about today, it sounds like. There's a lot happening at the library, which is not a surprise. But one of the big things is a new streaming service that the library has just brought on. What is this streaming service and how did we get it?
Yeah, sure. So I'm super excited about this. The service is called Canopy, which is spelled with a K. And Canopy is a video streaming service that is only available through partnerships with libraries. So it's not something you can sign up for on your own. You need to have a library card with a participating library. But it's really a great resource. They have, you know, movies, documentaries, foreign films, a lot of like classic cinema and Criterion Collection stuff, independent films, educational videos, kids content. So it's been something that we've been wanting to do for a long time. And cost has really been the biggest barrier for us. But one of the kind of small silver linings of the last couple years was that there were some funding outlets that we hadn't had available to us in the past. So we were able to apply for some grant funding. And what we're going to do with that is we're providing all of our resident cardholders with a 1-year Canopy membership. We're doing it kind of as a trial run. And so we're just encouraging folks to use the service as much as possible. Let us know what you think about it. Let us know if it's something you want us to continue offering in the future, because I think it's really cool.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I mean, it sounds like there are films offered that are hard to get in other places. I mean, the public library has a great selection of movies, but, you know, the internet is sort of unlimited. And I know my streaming services that I have at home don't include a lot of international films and, you know, some of the things you're talking about. So it sounds like a really different subset of films that people would have access to.
Yeah, definitely. And it's going to really kind of broaden what we can offer because, you know, we have our own collection and we can always get you movies through other libraries in the consortium. But I do hear from patrons all the time. They're like, I want this. Why don't you have it? You should buy it right now. And so this is us trying to, yeah, offer you some more options.
That's wonderful. And Margo, tell me how exactly it works. So we have access to this service. Is it unlimited numbers of movies that people can stream per month? What does that look like?
Sure. So it is a little bit limited, but the structure of it is pretty cool. So first of all, it is totally free to you as a library member. You do not have, there's no fees associated with it. And so all you'll do is if you go to sitkapubliclibrary.canopy.com, you can get registered an account. You will need your library card information. So that's your barcode number and your PIN. But then once you've entered that, you create your own username and password. And the way that they have it set up is that every month on the first of the month, you get 10 credits, and they call them play credits, I think. And so it costs you one credit to borrow a movie. But once you have borrowed that movie and used that credit, it's yours for 3 days and you can watch it as many times as you like. So they limit the amount of films you can view in a particular month, but they don't limit how many times you can view those films, which is kind of a nice function.
Right. That's great. And 10 movies per month is a lot. I don't feel like
it's not bad. And then, they automatically reset on the first of the month. So whether you've used them or not, you're going to pop in with 10 at the beginning of the month.
Nice. And you mentioned something for, there's a Canopy Kids version. How does that work? Is that different from the adult version?
Yeah, sure. So I think it's kind of like, Netflix or something like that, where it's like, it's a different profile. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing about Canopy Kids is a lot of that content is not going to use any of your play credits. Like as long as you're on the kids side of the platform, you can kind of do unlimited on there. And it's not going to affect your total play credits. I know that they also have, because it's like a separate profile, there's also a way for parents to set up kind of parental controls. So the nice thing about Canopy, because it's just kind of like a regular streaming service, is they have, it's an app-based service that you can download onto any kind of device. So like a smartphone, a tablet, a smart TV. And so if you have, I don't know, like a tablet or something that your kids use, you can make sure it's just Canopy Kids, but they can get in there and they're not going to burn through all of your views for the month. And also there's some really great content on there. They have like educational videos in addition to entertainment stuff. And so the kids side of it is really fun. I'd encourage folks to check that out.
Excellent. And I'm sure we all know children who just press millions of buttons and would burn through those 10 credits really fast. So that's good. They have unlimited, or at least more unlimited access.
Yeah, it's going to facilitate that repeat viewing.
Very good. And Margot, have you tested out Canopy? Do you have a favorite film that you've watched so far?
I have tested it because I was super excited. I've been wanting us to get this for a long time, and I've actually never had a card at a library that has access to Canopy. So it was fun to get in there from like the patron side of things and poke around. I've only borrowed one so far. I borrowed What We Do in the Shadows, which
is very good.
Yes, is a classic. But yeah, it's super user friendly. The platform is very intuitive. It's easy to search. It's easy to find like your movies and everything. So I was super happy with the experience of borrowing.
Very nice. And so, Margot, we've got Canopy with a K. And mm-hmm. you can sign up for that at sitkapubliclibrary.canopy.com. Is that the right?
Yes. Yeah. That is the kind of the quick link to our page. And one thing I will say is you do have to have a resident card to access Canopy, whether you're a kid or an adult. So if you currently have a visitor's card, we can't offer the service, but if you currently have a visitor's card and you actually live in town and you just never got around to switching over to a resident card, just come see us. We can help you with that. We just, you know, we need proof of residence. It's a quick process. And so we can get folks in there as soon as we have your card switched.
Excellent. And so, Margot, this is a trial run. We're looking for feedback on whether people like or don't like the service. Equally valuable. Can people just come up to you at the library or tell whoever's at the desk how they feel about Canopy?
Yes, that would be great. You can come see us, give us a call, shoot me an email. It's just margo.oconnell@cityofsitka.org. We just want to know how it's working for folks, what you like, what you don't like. I have gotten this question a little bit so far. I will say that because it's a streaming service, you are going to need an internet connection. Mm-hmm. You're not able to like download a film to watch later. You're going to actually have to have an internet connection. So if you have that at home, just be aware of that. If you don't have an internet connection at home, but you do have a device, you are more than welcome to come and use our internet. So if you want to bring your device in and get set up, we are happy to help you do that as well.
Great. This is an exciting service, and it's not even the only exciting thing happening at the library right now, Margot. Tell us a little bit about some of the other events that are coming up.
Yeah, sure. So we have a couple things coming up in March. Actually, tomorrow night at 6:30, we are going to have John Straley in to talk about his newest book, So Far and Good, which came out at the end of 2021. And that is actually going to be kind of our first adult in-person program in a very long time.
Wow.
So encourage folks to come. Everyone's going to have to kind of bear with me while I remember how we do that. It's been a while. We'll be starting at 6:30. The library is closed then, so the doors will open at 6:15. So don't come super early, but if you come, you know, after 6:15, and John's going to do a little talk, Old Harbor Books will have copies available for purchase. So that's tomorrow. Next Thursday, which is March 17th, we're going to have Armchair Travels with Callie Simmons. Callie is going to talk about hiking the Oregon coast. And that one is still on Zoom. So if you want to participate in that, it's the same kind of setup as we've been doing. Give us a call at the library, which is 747-4020, or shoot me an email and I will get you the Zoom link for that one. And then on March 22nd, which is a Tuesday, we are back again with the adult spelling bee. Mm-hmm. And we are still looking for spellers for the bee. So if you are interested in participating as a speller, you should contact Jeff Budd, which is Jeff's number is 747-4821 or jbud3500@gmail.com. We're still looking for folks to participate. You can do a solo team or a team of two. And because it's a fundraiser, there is an entry fee, but we also can offer some sponsorships. So if you want to participate, but you don't have the entry fee, still give Jeff a call. We will help you work that out. And we are also going to have a Zoom event for the audience for that event. So there's going to be a limited amount of people in person, but everyone is welcome to watch from home. So keep an eye out for that, because we're going to get the Zoom information posted for that here in the next couple weeks.
Excellent. And then, Margot, yeah. You still haven't mentioned the event I'm most excited about, which is the Peeps Diorama at yes. the library.
Yes, the Peeps Diorama Contest. Yeah, so this is a first for us, but we are doing a Peeps Diorama Contest for all ages. So if you want to participate, we're inviting people, like, get creative, make your best peep landscape. It can be, you know, inspired by pop culture, by music, by the news, like whatever you want. The only rule is it has to have Peeps candy as mm-hmm. the like starring characters. It has to be kind of the size of like a shoebox. It can't be giant. But we are going to be inviting the community to vote on their favorite submissions in April. So you still wow. have plenty of time. I think you have more than a month until we're asking folks to return their artwork to the library. And then we are going to have a couple days where the public can come and vote on their favorite. We're going to have a couple different categories for our winners. And I have seen at both grocery stores this week that the Easter candy is out and there are lots of varieties of Peeps. So if you want to participate, maybe go stock up. We have rules and kind of guidelines available at the library. I can email those to you, or you can come and just grab them at the desk.
Excellent. Well, I mean, now that we've gotten that out.
The most important
the
thing.
The most important yeah. thing. Well, Margot, we're coming up on the end of our time, but there's been a lot of information packed into this interview. So we've got Canopy, which is this sounding really exciting streaming service for through the library where you can stream up to 10 movies a month. We have an event tomorrow night with John Straley about his new book at the library. There's an armchair travel next week, the Spelling Bee March 22nd, and also the Peeps Diorama Contest. So you can find out more about any of these events at kcaw.org on the community calendar or by going to the library. And you can reach the library at 747-4020. Is that right, Margot?
Yes. And one last thing to plug. We also have free COVID tests and free masks at the library, courtesy of Sitka Public Health. So if you come in, you can get 2 free test kits per time. We just have how many we have, but we're hoping to get more. So I meant to say that earlier.
Excellent. There's just so much going on at the library. Great. And if people have questions or if any of this has piqued their interest, they can reach out to you at the library.
Yes.
747-4020. And mm-hmm. you can sign up for Canopy at sitkapubliclibrary.canopy.com.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Margot. Thanks for telling us about all of these events coming up and about Canopy. And have a wonderful rest of your morning.
Yes. Thank you so much.
And we'll be back in just a minute with the updated marine weather forecast.